Pesach Rashi. Chotish Sheish Lo Beis Pesachim. Kikimum on Aleph Rashi. About 20 lines up. Chotish Sheish Lo Beis Pesachim. Sheish Lo Beis Beis Pesachim. Pesachim Lo Chotzer. There's two doors opening into the Chotzer. Tzvichim Shtei Neris near the Chol Pesach. You have to light by both doors. Through Varsh time, like the more explains, Mishum Chashadah. Because of the issue of Chashad. Sharoya. Person who sees the Hesover. Person who sees the thing, Shabbos Cholik, inside it's divided, it's two separate, even though it's one building, it's two separate homes. Rehu shal shnei b'nei odom, v'yemre ho echod, eno mekayim it's his nearest. And this phantom home that people are thinking is there, the Balabas who lives there, is not doing the mitzvah. Therefore you have to light by both. It's interesting concept of chashad that we're contemplating at this point in time. So let's say your person lives in a house which has two apartments in the house, and the other one is vacant. Am I mechuyev to light by the other one because people rechush that the guy is living there, the phantom fellow who's living there, is not lighting? Her not. So what's not given if I own the door and the people think this is a phantom second balabos, or you know?
Or if people know that you want both of them.
So Peter, then again, there's no problem, right? So that at least at this step of the Gemara, that's you know, the more changes the chashad. In Beis Ruchus, Echad B'tzochem, Echad B'mizruch. So more says, then more comes along and says, it depends on the different directions. So more says, what's the problem? It's chashad of the Alma B'nei Irachar, so Abrim Mishom B'shuk, somebody from a different city who's traveling through, and so there's no difference to him between a different direction or the same direction. He doesn't know that there's only one person here. Philip Menuch Achas Nami Sur and Hain Shabbayas Cholak Metoicha. Elamite Cheshadod, Ibn Ebesoi, the Ibn Mosa, Shiarim Shin Cholak, they know it's not Cholak. So again, so even Mishnah Ruchas, what are you worried about? The more is the word of the people of the Ibn Mosa who know that one person living there. So now the more, you know, is, but they see him not lighting, that's already a different chashad. And they don't, even though there's a misses down the chavsus, the halachas of chashad and marasayin are not built in the, are built in the fact that people do not necessarily are not necessarily mekayim that mitzvah. So the more, I mean, no temer the chashid and the chashad. Back in the Gemara. Four lines in the bottom, Moshe says, and how do we know that with the, that there's a locha that we have to be concerned about the chashad, that we're mechuyev to take that into consideration? The Tanya of Reb Shimon, so Shimon says that Bishvil Arba Dvarim Omer Torah Laniach Peya B'Sof Sadeyu. Reb Shimon is Dorsh Time at a Kra, and he's, but you know, B'Torah is a Drasha. At least the Torah says that the pay is given, and generally the pay is given the sof at the, when he finishes, the way you can pay it normally is by leaving over the last section that you don't harvest, and that's left as pay. Why didn't the Torah give the balabas the discretion to designate a section as pay at any point in time through the kosher process? As he gets to the section, you know, this section I'm going to skip, and that'll be the pay part. He doesn't do that. Four reasons. In the Gezlania, so if that would be possible, and the more I'm going to go through exactly each one of them, what they are. Let's just read it through and see. In the Gezlonim, in the Pitlonim, in the Cheshad, in the Mishum, it says about the Chalet. Do not leave out, destroy the edge. In the Gezlonim, what's Gezlonim? Shall Yira Balabais Shopinu Yir. So, if you can designate any given time, so the Neom used to stick around waiting for the time that the harvest was finished so they could all get a jump start on grabbing the payah because there was a competition. Well, he's got a relative who's an oni, so he looks around and says, ah, everybody left. This is the payah. Go for it, guy. We are the crime of oni, you raise the payah, and that's it. And everybody else is not going to get a chance. So it's the end. You can't do that. Uvivnei, bitlonim. So you have him Yoshim and Masharim Achshav and Yehpal Avayis Pei. They're sitting when he's, oh, he's going to do it now. He's going to do it now. You know, it's a large field. It takes 2 days to harvest and come back. You know, the last half a day and see when he gets to the end. Although this, they have to sit there for 2 days straight. Any given moment, he could designate to pay, and they're going to have to be there. So you, if it's clearly at the end, so people see that he hasn't designated anything yet, that's not a problem. Whereas if pay is can be given at any given time, they see he's harvesting, you know, they don't know what he's planning to do at the end, so they say, maybe he's not planning to do it at all. And so they might give him a klala. Tavim Meir, there should be a klala. So a person doesn't give pay. Also, Shem Shemayim, yeah. Umishum Bal Tachala, and because the pasuk says, "Do not destroy the edge of your field." So it says the edge. All of these, the three explanations you gave are all understandings of the mitzvah of the Torah of Bal Techala. So what are you calling it for reasons? It's a pasuk with three explanations why it's so. The more answers, Amarava Ibn Haramoyim. So what the last point means that if you can, is the Torah doesn't have to leave it at the end, because if you leave it anywhere in the middle, people can claim that they left it. You know, people said, you didn't leave any pay. We left pay yesterday, and the Neem already took it. Well, still on 11, you know. Right? So, it should be clear to everybody that you can't, person can't get away with that type of approach. I mean, they're Ramoy. Yes, Rashi. Besides the day, big markets here at the end of the harvest process. Kitzivu l'sechala, do not destroy pasadecha. Mashma b'shas kiloi, when you're holding by completing it, kiloi is the destruction or completion of it. So do not finish off the field, which means you're holding at the about to finish. Then don't touch that. Take it off now. You shouldn't designate it beforehand. There's no other neim there. We have the kreva oni. It'll tell his relative, "Maher, go quick." So, Khan, now this spot will be the payah. Take it right now. Actually, before the other ones come back. But if he leaves it at the end, everybody knows to come at that point in time. Know when Balabais is going to leave over the payas. So they're bound there the whole time. Nechashad. I'm not sure what it means. Masa yikser. Set it aside. Nechashad. Shaivrim royim v'gemar kitzira. Shumachal esakel. In case where he left it earlier, and the name already didn't actually take care of it, people will see the guy finishing off the field, leaving nothing over, and say, "Ooh, wow, here we go." I'm sorry, I said it's a little different than what I said in the word. Rashi says that the chashash is he will leave it earlier, and people will not know that, and will be upset at him when he's mechal at the end, which he's doing properly, but there's a chashash that he's doing improperly. Which is mashi if you do it at the end. The more says, one second. Otakulo hani the more and loy time at the losakala. Tomafar should all explain that reason. My shno shaskili. So what's this other pshat of shaskili, which you're saying that's a different pshat? How is that different? That's all these are explanations in that concept. I'm a rabbi of Nehra. I'm a loy sakala. And they will have this pretense which we want to remove that they did it, which is not true.
As it's being processed.
Right. This is, and the Ani has to be there anyway. Okay. I mean, the pay, that's true. In general, shikha lekar is as it's going. Assuming, let's say, he does the field in one day. Shikha, I mean, depending on, doesn't have to be only at the end. There's scenarios if he's harvesting furrow by furrow, row by row, he gets to this end of this row and he forgot. There's a din of shikha's kama, forgot to do a part of the kama, that which is it's also goes to the end. And he just didn't notice the section, turned around and went to the next section, back to the next row, so that part he cannot go back and take it. That's shikha. So it does happen. But the normal case of the shikha usually is the bundles, which is all the way at the end. I mean, there is a case of scenarios of shikha which take place as he's harvesting.
What would be the problem if you had peya at the very beginning?
You still would have the chashad issue. People would come by and wouldn't see anything standing and say, he must have all not left peya. So he finished off the field and there's nothing designated as peya, so as far as they're concerned.
It's kind of circular because the reason people are going to have that shot at the end is because you're supposed to leave it at the end. You're supposed to.
No, we're going right now. That's not true because Morris is saying we're saying that he can leave it anytime he wants. And still, people will be chushed him. Chushed is people have person that something was 100% correct and put mutter and all thing, and people will think it's something wrong. That's what chushed is. That's what the Morris is being mechadish on this brisa. He didn't do anything wrong at all. He left it off in the middle like he was supposed to and he allowed to. And they get the end. So I don't see anything. Must be he didn't leave peya. Must be he left peya early like he was allowed to. But the people don't think like that.
We're explaining the
Dora. So why the Tarsa leave it at the end? Because had the Tarsa leave it in the middle, there'd be a problem of chashat. Had the Tarsa given the person discretion to leave it any time he wants, there would be a chashat.
Say it takes, an hour for the Aniyim to completely, take the peya. So if somebody comes an hour and 10 minutes later, they'll see nothing there and they'll say, oh, you never left peya.
I guess that's a possible possibility. But
that's what everyone would say, put it in the beginning, it wouldn't be any, how would it be any worse?
I mean, I it's Rav Shimon. He's the first time in a crawl. Before you get to Rav Shimon, you say why the Torah leave peya. The Torah could have said, I don't know. The Torah said many mitzvahs. The Torah shows peya, right? That the Gemara is mashed in one place. You can't have a shame peya if you didn't do any seer yet. So we say do one stalk and then leave. I mean, it doesn't have a shame peya for you. How's it called peya? I'm starting here, not there. It doesn't have a shame peya. So why does Torah say that again? You're talking to Dorash Time in the Kroah. You could ask the question. I don't know. I mean, how far back does Hashem go Dorash Time in the Kroah? Why does Torah say there's a did a concept of peya b'chlal? He's not being masked. Why is the concept of peya? He's being masked. Why is peya is given at the end? Not I don't know. I hear the question, but the mice of the mitzvah is peya. It wouldn't be called peya if you leave it at the beginning. So we could darshan why the Torah given it to pay. I don't know, but the more I hear the question, I don't know. Okay, Amar Yitzchak Bar Radifa Amar Rav Huna Nishyesh LeBeis Piyos Shnei Piyos Ela LeBeis Bnei Adam. If you have a lamp, which can have more than one opening, where you have more than one, you have two wicks inside, the pulling out from the two edges, that's fine. So two people can use it as one for their mitzvah. Tosfos says, this is Tosfos' raya, that they would light by the Pesach of the Chotzer going to Shusar Rabim, so you could have more than one person living in the Chotzer. So they would all light together by the Pesach of the Chotzer. So they could share a lamp. And according to Rashi, where's the scenario you're going to be sharing a lamp? Each one lights by his own personal doorway. So where's the scenario where you're going to be sharing a lamp? That's the
have like a yeshiva, meaning, you know, people are sort of, you know, living together.
Right. I mean, so
it depends on what you know, it could be
Mahadri. Right, so Rashi says the case was for a case of Mahadri. That's how Rashi addresses the issue. I think probably, depending on how you understand the concept of Mahadran, I'm telling you, you know, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Mahadran if Mahadran is the Pshat, each person has his own chiyuv. I mean, yes, with the balabayas, and if not, in other words, it doesn't mean. Let's say the mitzvah of the balabayas, Mahadran, the person of the balabayas should light from each individual. So if you learn like that, so the loss of early the basement of them, I don't know, maybe it means. And Rashi says it means the two people can yes to the chiyuv with it. So whatever can have two people, it's one person doing it. So Rashi says if two people would like to do Mahadran, it sounds like each, I mean, Rashi understood Mahadran, each one lights their own there. So that, you know, Tosfos doesn't understand Mahadran like that. So the Tosfos has a problem with this. Amar Rava, Mila Ka'ara Shemen, you filled up a bowl, a plate or a bowl with oil. V'kifa Psilis, then you put various different wicks around the edge. So kafel the kli, if you covered it with a kli, so the wicks, there's a bowl on top, there's a plate, something on top, and there's the wick sticking out. So that's early the company autumn account for many people. However, the cover that cleave, you don't cover it with another container. So also can be madura, then it becomes like one big torch. That's not a nair, that's a torch. That's a madura, that's a big fire, and that doesn't count. That's not the inyan of nair, which goes our makai.
The purpose of this cleave is to keep the wicks separate, or to actually cover the flames.
No, I think it keeps the wicks separate, but it probably. I tell you the truth, I don't know exactly how it works. It keeps the wick separate, and also I imagine it keeps the flame, as opposed to merging together into one big flame when you have like that, so it keeps the flame separate.
He has a picture here, it seems like it's a bowl with holes cut out of it, so the wicks stick up. Is that so?
I'm sorry?
Looks like an upside down bowl with two holes in it. So you've got one.
I think it's the case before near Sheshlo Shtepius. It has two openings in it. But this thing was just, this was a. That's the first case.
Okay, yes.
Right. So that, but this case it was just a kara. The kara is just like a bowl, an opening, a plate. See Rashi, Shtepius Shneir Shalhem Shalcher Hasein. Their lamps were made out of cheres, mechusim, and they were covered. They put it, make an opening at the one end edge of the cover. Put in a wick. That's the peh, called the peh. Then on top, in that was on the side usually. In the top of the kisui, there was another opening. You'd have like something which held the oil. You had a little hole which you put the oil in, it would go inside that way. I don't know why they did exactly like that. When it was neck of it would go in slowly. So it's only, we sort of picture a lamp with oil in the bottom. And this wick coming out. Rashi has a picture of there was a place for the wick. There was a cup over here which held oil, which let the oil drip in and go, and then it went out the wick. I'm not sure why they did it like that, but okay, fine. Had two openings on the two sides for two wicks. It'll count for two people for the mahadrin which do a near the cholech avechad. If you don't have a bowl which separates the flame, so that the instead of having the flames on the outside, the flames will come together in the middle and be like this big Madura Veino Dharma Lanair, that's not Dharma to Nair, and you would not be Yod to the mitzvah of Nair Chanukah. Amar Rav, Shitali. This I have no question. This is clear to me that Nair Beisa or Nair Chanukah. A person only has enough money to either have the Nair Beisa, which is Rashi says referring to the Nair for Shabbos, or Nair Chanukah. It's Erev Shabbos, and the fellow's an Ani, he only has enough money to buy one or the other. So Nir Beisai Odev, he should buy the money for Nir Beisai, that has preference, Mishum Shalom Beisai, because that's that creates the Shalom Beisai. Especially, again, if they live outside, you can't be Mishtamash La'ura, but it wasn't even an option to Mishtamash La'ura, because the aura is outside, you know, for them. So it's not going to help them for inside, the house is going to be pitch black, and the Nir Chanukah is outside. That's going to create a situation which is lacking Shalom Bayis. Sitting in the total darkness in the home is a very dismal type of a Shabbos. So it takes away from the Shalom Bayis. Ner Beis of a Kiddush Yayin. Person has enough money either to buy Yayin for Kiddush or Ner Bayis. So Ner Beis of Odif. Mishum Shalom Beis. Again, that has preference because of Shalom Bayis. Now, boy, Rabbi, this is where I have a question. Nir Chanukah, but Kiddush Hayom, Mahu. What has preference if he has enough money to buy Yayin for Kiddush, or he has to buy oil to light the Nir Beis? Nir Chanukah, I'm sorry. So what do you do? There is some achronim, if I call correctly, who raised the issue here, and they're saying that that's part of the reason why you're going to give preference to the Nair. On the other hand, the Iker Tchadus Chazal was on Yayin, wasn't on Chalas. Actually, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, where's the Gemara? If I recall correctly. I'm sorry, I can't pull it out. There was one point in time Yain was with Yarker. No, I'm sorry, I'm mixing that. That's Abdullah. Somewhere about Abdullah. I'm not sure. Nair Chanukah was also silent. Kiddush Yom out of the Tatar. Kiddush Yom has preference because it's an ongoing basis. Adilma Nair Chanukah out of Mishum Pesumei Nisa. Maybe Pesumei Nisa trumps the din of Tatar. Basu the Abaya, after he raised the question, Hadar Pashi, he came to a resolution. Nair Chanukah out of Mishum Pesumei Nisa. So I have a choice between Pesumei Nisa and Tatar. Pesumei Nisa has preference. Which parallels the Gemara and Zvachim. The Gemara and Zvachim actually discusses that even though we have a rule Tatar v'shein of Tatar, the Gemara actually raises a question that calls Tatar and Mekudish, Tatar against the Mekudish, something which is Tatar, something which is considered more holy, which then has preference. The Gemara raises that issue, it's got to be putting things on the Mizbeach, Hakrab on the Mizbeach, the carbon tomid, which has the mile of tutter, obviously, vis-a-vis a carbon musaf Shabbos, etc. You haven't put it up in the Mizbeach yet. Shechted already, but you haven't put up the Vorm in the Mizbeach. Which one has preference? Both sitting there, which one do you do first? Tutter, Rishayna tutter, tutter kaidim, or do you say Mekudish is better? Okay, that's a fair question. The we're an example of the word Malam B'Kodesh. If you have both of them, the Faneinu, you don't say do the lesser one first in order to do the nicer one afterwards. You don't. That's not Malam B'Kodesh is used in the Gemara. Malam B'Kodesh means you have a right to transfer something from a lower Kedusha to a higher Kedusha, you're allowed to do. You take your Tulin Shoyad and change it to Tulin Shoyad, you're allowed to do that because Malam B'Kodesh. You want to take Tulin Shoyad and change it to Tulin Shoyad, you can't because it's a Meridin. But if you have both the Faneinu, and you say, well, I have a choice of doing let's do it in that order, you don't say, right. Right.
And also by soul, the lights, as the days go on, we just said that Malam HaKodesh.
Right, so I don't have all, it's a funny Malam HaKodesh, you call it Malam HaKodesh, I'm saying, but is eight more Kodesh than one? It's not your average Malam HaKodesh, it's presenting a concept that you move up each. It's not like I have two things of Faneinu, and I can lay eight or one. I don't know. That's really called Malam. That's not your average Malam B'Kodesh either. See Rashi near base of near Chanukah near base of Shabbos. Who only ve'en lo kedei likt neshemen l'shtei neiros. He doesn't have enough money for oil for the near Shabbos and the near Chanukah. Right. Shalom Beisoy. Rachamin lekamon. The Tzitzach Meshalom Nafshi. Zuad Lokas Ner B'Shabbos. That during the weekdays, the person gives a chanetza. Shabbos, there's limited what his etzes are. Zuad Lokas Ner Shabbos. Beisim Itzar and Leishe B'Choshek. They're uncomfortable being in the dark. Okay. Tosis raises the question over here. When you have Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out to be on Shabbos, so do you lay in Hashemayim Kisi, which is the Torah Dika Haftarah that you lay in every time Shabbos Rosh Chodesh comes out, or do you lay in the Haftarah for Chanukah, which expresses the some element of expressing the Nes of Chanukah? So it's Sumanisa versus Torah. This is based on this Gemara. You lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah, not the Haftarah of which is what we do. And that's the makor for this Gemara over here. Okay. Amar Vuna. Haragam Aner, Havan Labanan Tunei Chachamim. A person is careful to make sure that he always has Neiros for Shabbos, so that creates, he's putting ores, he's Echad Hav Tunei Chachamim, which they bring ore. Okay. Hazar be mezuzah zeichel ladira noah hazar be tzitzah zeichel talis noah hazar be kiddush ayoyim zeichel umamale gar v'yayin. If he does careful kiddush ayoyim, so he's zeichel to have wine, big barrels full of wine. Rav Huna v'rogel to havicholof v'toni apischa the Rabbi Oven. Rav Huna used to pass by the house of Rav Oven on a regular basis. Rav Oven Nagar, Rav Oven he was a blacksmith. A carpenter. Yeah. So Chazal Abirogel B'Shrog Yitzuva. He saw that he was always on Shabbos. Every Shabbos he would walk by. He'd see. He saw there was always a lot of neighbors in that house. It was well lit. So Tosis is actually gives a regili that they were that both he and his wife were lighting. There's a lot of neighbors over there. Amr Trey Gavri Ravi Nafkan Bihacha. Umbezecha the two big Tamid Chachamim. Nafki Minayov that came out from that house, Ravida Bar Oven, Rav Chia Bar Oven. So Rav Huna's prediction came true. Rav Chista Habirogel Habichol Fatoni Apischa Debei Nasha the Rav Shizvi. He went by the house, the doorway of the Rashi says Tupshat Inim is the father, or Ben Osha actually means the in-laws of Rav Shizvi. Chaz Habirogel B'Shrog Yitzuvi. So there was a lot of neiros there. Here, Tosfos the Gerus is Rogel. So it wasn't both doing it, the husband and the wife. It's just one of them, just the woman, and therefore the only Zechut could have one. And he said, "Amar Rikaver Rabin Nofik Mihachel Ubezechut Abivitam Tamachachem." I'm here, Nofik Minayu Rav Shizvi. Rashi says because son-in-laws count like children. Devesa of Yosef Havas Ma'achro Madlekas Lo. She lit Erev Shabbos very late, very close to Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef wanted to point out to her that you should not do that. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said that in his Chochma, he said it in the following way. Tanya, the Pasuk says, Lo Yomish Amud Ha'olon Yomam B'amud Ha'esh Laila So Chazal Darshim Lamed She Amud Ha'olon Mashim L'amud Ha'esh Amud Ha'esh Mashim L'amud Ha'olon. So the Amud Ha'esh didn't come when the Amud Ha'olon left. It was a mashim, it came and it joined with it. So before the Mud Onan had left, already the Mud Eish was there. Before the day was completed, the Mud Eish was already there. They didn't wait till the last moment. So Sabra, she thought, okay, no problem. So if so, let me, Lakduma, let's do it early. Amalah, Husaba, Tanino, Bavash, Layakdim, Shalyach. You can't do too late, but you can't do too early. It should be Nikkur, you're lighting for the purpose of Shabbos. Okay.
So we see by Neiros that it's like how it's a Mishubach.
More Neiros, yes. It's Mishubach, yeah. More Neiros is Mishubach. We don't have the concept so much because we have electric light. Yeah. But if that was the only light that they had, having one lamp is, you know, is not as... The more lit the house, the happier you are.
Right, but... Yeah, I mean, we don't seem to do that. I mean,
well,
right, but it's, like in Europe, you know, what lights, was there any type of
cheer
they gave?
No, I mean, just by one point, one thing, this halacha shalom bayis, there's a halacha of adlakas near the shalom bayis, which is independent of the halacha of adlaka. It means there should be a near lit in any place of the house where people are going to go, because of shalom bayis. That was part of the dinner shalom bayis, which is independent of the halacha of near in the makam achila. So even if you're eating out, you have the lock. You have a kibbutz of lock is there because you have to have light in your house. Okay, we're gonna, I'm gonna leave Rashi. Let's just look a little bit more. Amar Rava, the Racham Rabbanan. We're talking about being zechah to have Tamid Chachamim. The Racham Rabbanan, a person who loves Tamid Chachamim, have a Rabbanan Rabbanan. Be zechah to have children, which are Tamid Chachamim, because he loves children, he loves Chachamim. Be zechah to love a Chacham. The maker of honor person has respect for Chachamim. Havalu chas v'nosa rabbanu. Have sons-in-law which are rabbanu. The person's relationship to the son-in-law is not necessarily a law, but there's a certain respect. The more says, the dochamir rabbanu, the person has awe of Chachamim, who gufei have v'tzirmir rabbanu. He'll become a Talmud Chacham himself, a young Talmud Chacham, a budding Talmud Chacham. V'ilav bar hachihu, if the person is not able to dedicate himself to learning for whatever reason, Mishtamoy Mila Kizuna Bana, he'll command the awe and the presence that people will listen to him and follow his directive as if he's a Talmud Chacham.